The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
I don't have to have the limelight. I'll work behind the hedges. But I don't want the party to go out in the king's house. Too many people need to eat from his table, the bread and the wine, the body of Christ. I want that party to keep going. Today, I want to talk to you about how God wants to use you in two ways that he wants to use you. In the church, in your family, in your business, in life in general, these two areas that I'm going to talk about God using people, you may find yourself absolutely being used mightily of God if you'll be open to what I'm going to share. The first one is in 1 Chronicles chapter 4 in verse 23, and this is what it says. It says, there were the potters. Everybody say the potters. And they were the ones who dwelt among plants and hedges. There they dwelt with the king for his work. If you read that verse in its entirety that I wouldn't take time to do, but it lists all these important people, these powerful people, these mighty people, things that they were doing that were so incredible and visible and notable and awestruck things that they were able to do. And right toward the end of it, I love that the Word of God notices simply the potters. And notice they dwelt among plants. They were in the background. If you wouldn't even know they were there, you could just see their ball cap working behind the shrubbery, or they were among the plants and the hedges, kind of hid. And then the other verse that I want to share is in Ezekiel 27, the ancients of Jabal, and the wise men thereof were in thy caulkers. And then he starts talking about the ships. Strange that the Bible's so detailed. It's interesting that when you read the Bible, you begin to see that Israel, when they would move forward to take the promised land, there were 12 tribes, and the first tribe that was commanded every time God set an order, and they had to follow the strict order, that when they were moving into new territory, it was the tribe of Judah that went first, and Judah means praise. So when Judah goes first, when Judah goes out first, then victory. When Judah's on the way, victory's on the way. And when Judah would go, everybody would see that they're coming into the promised land and they're doing great things. But I've often thought about the second or the third or the fourth tribe. And maybe after a few hours, after, you know, everybody made a big deal about Judah. And Judah is the praise. They're the worshipers. They're the singers. They're the people on the platform. They're the people that everybody sees. But what about that pitiful 12th tribe? 7 hours later, there's only a few people still clapping. And they're showing up, and it's the tribe of Dan. But it's important that somebody has to be in the back of the line. Somebody has to be back there for the weak and the feeble and the worn out, the stragglers that are about to give up. Somebody has to be at the back of the line saying, you can't quit. You can't give up. You can't fail here. Get up and keep going. You're going to make it. And I thank God for the people in the back of the line. We need people. We need Danites in the church, in this church, who are encouragers to people who are about to fall out of the way. Encouraging your family to not give up. Encouraging people. Everybody is important in the kingdom, not just the preacher, not just the singer. You're important to revival. You're important to soul winning. Every single person is important. And God said, I want there to be two kinds of people always present in families, in homes, and in churches. I want potters. Potters. Potters who begin to take the next generation, your children, your family, and you put your hands on them. The potter's job was to find the clay. And once he found the clay, he would begin to mold that clay. He would take water and he would begin to smooth out the clay and get the lumps out and put it on the wheel. And he would begin to work and make that clay into a vessel that could be used at the king's table. Who are the potters? The potters are youth workers in the church that see young people. And man, their moms and dads who still believe in their teenagers when they mess up, because they will do dumb things. And they'll do it over, and they'll do it over, and they'll do it over and over again. But you just keep putting your hands on them. You're the potter in their life, and you keep shaping them, and you keep molding them, and you keep pouring into them. You keep believing in them, and you keep encouraging them. Don't you give up on them. You keep loving them. You keep telling them you're special. I'm telling you, God's got his hand on your life. We're called to be potters. And then he said in Ezekiel, he started talking about beautiful ships. I didn't have time to read it. He said they were expensive and gorgeous and beautiful ships. We'd call them yachts. He said the sails were so expensive, they were made out of material, the best material from Egypt. And the boards of the ship were the cedars from Lebanon that had been imported. And oh, these gorgeous ships. And he's talking about the captain, and he's talking about the pilot, which is the captain, talking about all these powerful, important people. And then he says, but he also appointed caulkers down in the hull of the ship. Nobody sees them. They're not up there with the wheel doing Instagram pictures. They're down in the bottom of the ship, and they're caulkers. Y'all know what a caulker is? Now, they told me, I had never used one of these, and I was trying so hard to get that part off. I wanted to illustrate. I was going to shoot it if it was shoot. I didn't know what it would do. And they said, you cannot do that, because if you want to ruin your outfit. I said, oh no, Charisse will kill me. Don't do that. But this is a caulker, right? Is that what it's called? A gun? A caulker gun. And this is what we're supposed to be too. Because it doesn't matter how beautiful the ship is. It doesn't matter how beautiful the marriage is. It doesn't matter how beautiful the home is. It doesn't matter how beautiful of a life you've built. You better learn that you have to have caulking, because they understood the ship is beautiful and it's what we build is incredible, but it has to be maintained. And so they had people down in the bottom of the ship, and all they did was look at the cedars of Lebanon, and they looked at those boards, and every once in a while it would begin to seep with water, and they would caulk it, seal it. They would seal it up from leaking. They would seal it up because they understood that if the ship starts taking on water, it doesn't matter how beautiful it looks outwardly. If it's leaking on the inside, it's a matter of time before it goes down. The caulkers were men, wise men in the ship. And they said, oh no, this ship is going somewhere. And so I need to stop the seeping of things from coming in. That's what happened to Noah. God told him to pitch the ark on the outside and the inside. In other words, I want you to pitch it. I want you to caulk it on the outside to keep some bad stuff from coming in. But I also want you to caulk it on the inside to keep the good stuff from going out. And we've heard a lot about caulking on the outside so that the bad stuff can't get in. And I'm all for that. Sometimes you need to go through and you need to caulk what's on the internet, what's coming in, what's on the TV, what's coming in, what kind of music is coming in, what kind of friends are coming in. You need to caulk that. You need to be on top of that. We need some daddies who will be caulkers. We need some mamas who will be caulkers. We need some saints who will be caulkers. that if anybody wants to gossip and cut down and criticize, what I got in the revival's too precious to let you get around me and leak it out. Amen. I'm going to caulk your mouth. We don't need gossip. We need to quit criticizing people. I don't know what's going to happen in the election, but we're not going to bring the election in here. We're going to call that stuff and say we're gathered under one name, the name of Jesus. We don't want that in here. We're here for Jesus. Come on and give me a big amen. We need some talkers. Don't you talk about my preacher. Franklin Jensen is a good man. Nehemiah built the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days. Miracle. Built the walls back in 52 days. Incredible. But then he started noticing there's a lot of stuff coming into this city. This is Jerusalem. This is a holy city. Man, they're bringing everything. They're letting everybody in. And then he said, shut the gates. He said, I got a new rule. He said, don't open the gates until the sun gets hot because I can't see this foggy stuff. There's a mist and there's fog and we can't tell what we're letting in. So we need to be careful to not just let anything come in. I could see one of those gatekeepers say, well, the little town down the road, they let it get in. He said, well, we're not that little town. We're Jerusalem. We're a holy city. And we're not going to let just anything come in here. I don't care what other churches say it can come into the church now. We're not going to ordain immorality. We're not going to put it in the pulpits. We're not going to be a part of that. I'm not ugly, not mad at anybody. I'm just telling you, we're going to stick with the word of God. We're going to go with what God says. And I don't know. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a lot of false doctrines and things that are trying to come into the church. A rainbow flag does not belong on a real church that loves Jesus. I love the people. The people can come in. But we're going to caulk that one. We're not going to let that spirit come in to our church. Well, I'm going to withhold my tithe. Well, you wouldn't be the first. And you won't be the last. We need some daddies who will caulk the ship. We need some mamas who will caulk the ship. I've been serving the Lord for over 40 years. And I want you to listen to me. I still need to be careful. And that's why I caulk the ship. I don't wait till it gets knee deep. I don't wait till it gets waist deep. When you see things seeping into your life, you better caulk that ship. If you see it seeping into your children's life, do everything you can to caulk that ship and that boat. Stand up. Caulk the boat. These are perilous, serious times. I don't care how beautiful your family is. The enemy would love to kill, steal, and destroy. But if there's somebody that's careful, I guess what I'm trying to say is you still need to be careful. You still need to be at a place where you just are discerning right from wrong and being very conscious of God. We need caulkers. We'll wait till we know what is right. Getting weak is not the answer, and letting up is not the answer, and backing down is not the answer. The boat will not float if you don't keep a spirit of caulking. Caulk anger. Caulk unforgiveness. Catch it quick. Don't let it simmer for weeks and months and years. Caulk it. Caulk bitterness. Caulk addiction. Caulk anything that's taken over your life, seeping in, starting to change who you are. You better caulk it. That's my sermon. It's real simple. that the ship floats only because there's caulkers down there. This boat needs more than a captain at the wheel. I'm the captain, and I'm under the shepherd, Jesus. But it needs potters who are daily shaping little lives, raising up a new generation. And this church needs desperately, not me with a list of things, a little list of this is going on and that's going on, but you with discernment and the fear and the love of the Lord. Stand in anything you see in your life. You start caulking that area with the Word of God. You seal it. You know, there's a verse in Ephesians I want to close with. It says, after you've heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, in whom you have believed, you are sealed. You've been caught with the Holy Spirit of promise. How long has it been since you let the Holy Spirit touch you? How long has it been since you let Him caught some things that you've gotten loose with? It's not a game in times like these. I think about the young couples in this church. So many of you are struggling. Just like Charisse and I have struggled in our marriage from time to time, especially in the younger years, especially when our family had something going on. It brings stress from every direction, or the church, and everything would seem to hit at once many times. And I can remember not knowing who to turn to, not knowing what to do. But I can tell you, after 36 years of being with her, that there are potters in this house for your marriage. And there are caulkers in this house who, if you'll listen to them, they're elders, they're wise, they have the counsel of God. And they'll help you seal up some areas where Satan keeps coming in at his own will. And if you'll just let the hands of some of these believers that have been through it, and let them lay their hands on you, and let them pray for you, and let them counsel you, let them shape you, let them mold you into that vessel. Caulk up any of the broken pieces. I'm so glad He's not just the Prince of Peace, He's the Prince of the Pieces. And He says, if you've messed up, I can put it all back together. I've got a plan for your life. And I felt led just to do something different this morning. But God can use you. God can seal you. God can take and form you if you'll become the clay in the potter's hands. And I'm going to ask our leaders, our pastors, and I'm going to ask those that are 40 and above to come and stand down here in front of the congregation and face them. We're going to do something different this morning. If you're a leader in the church, an altar worker, husbands and wives, come on. Come on, 40 and above. Hurry, the king's business takes haste. Thank you, Lord. 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 I want couples. Come on, that's it. Come on. Come on. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. You see, these badges mean we trust these people. We know these people. These people have been schooled in the Word of God, and they know how to pray. And if you're in this room today and you're a young couple, or you're a family going through a struggle, you got children right now that you saw the revival, maybe even the Lord touched, how powerful would it be? Maybe you're a teenager. Maybe you're a college student. I believe that there are potters, and I believe that there are caulkers, And I believe that God can use this ministry through the power of the Holy Spirit to seal you. And what God seals, the enemy can't steal. So I'm going to ask you to stand all over the building. And I'm going to ask every person in this room, every couple in this room who needs God to touch you. You say, well, I'm not going to walk down there. People will think I have a problem. No, no, everybody's got a problem. Every family's got a problem. So if you have a need, I want you to get out of your seat and I want you to let these elders lay their hands on you and pray for you. Maybe you're seeking the will of God. Maybe you're seeking God's plan. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you need that touch this morning. You're in the right service at the right time. Come on, come now. They're coming. Come on, come quickly. Come quickly. Come from the back, come from the front, come from the overflow, wherever you are, whoever you are. I want everybody in this room to raise your hands and sing this song with me. And those of you in the altar, pray for people. Pray for one couple and then move to another couple. Move to another couple. It's not a long prayer. It's just the laying on of hands and ministering to people in their need. Come on. Come on. That's it. Keep coming. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Take my hands, Lord.
Everybody pray this prayer. Say, Jesus, I give you my life. I surrender completely to you. Here's my heart. Here's my hands. Here's my feet. Use me. Make me a potter. And make me a caulker. Teach me how to help people. And teach me how to keep my own boat afloat. I receive this. I'm forgiven. I'm washed. I'm cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. The church said, amen. Before I go, I really want to thank you for supporting this ministry financially. We have multiple projects, even as I speak, going on right now in the nation of Israel. We need your help. The latest project is the Eshkol Resilience Center. It's being created to help treat Jewish victims who are suffering mentally and going through psychological trauma due to the attacks, the continual bombardments and terror that they have faced. It is the number one need that they said they have right now. And I tell you, I thank God that the very city that I'm talking about, we as a ministry started investing in over 4 years ago, not knowing that that would be the most important and biggest entrance the terrorists would come through. And that's why we've committed $1 million to bless this entire community this year with our help, and they need it in so many areas. And we're going to come with even more than that before the year's over. But our next project, the Resilience Center, it's desperately needed. It'll be built with fortified walls and will serve also, I'm sure, as a shelter in times of need. But beyond that, it's going to be a place where trauma is treated and people. He said, comfort my people. God said, comfort my people. When you see them under attack, when you see them terrorized, when you see them outnumbered, when you see them surrounded, comfort my people. We pray about what God would have you do to help us rebuild that city that the enemy tried to destroy in the Holy Land. And I need your support. So here's my announcer to tell you how you can be a part of a miracle in Israel.
Z,
Over the past 5 years, friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries have worked to help build an amazing Kingdom Play School, 4 fortified bomb shelters, and a fire station for the Eshkol region in southern Israel near Gaza. Thankfully, we can report that these shelters and projects played a vital role in protecting Israeli families from this terror attack. Together, we have stood shoulder to shoulder with the brave people of these communities for years. That's why we're partnering with the Jewish National Fund to help build the Jensen Franklin Media Ministries Eshkol Resilience Center. Here, Jewish men, women, and children who suffer from PTSD, anxiety disorders, and other emotional trauma will find state-of-the-art facilities and treatments.
In light of the devastating circumstances here in Eshkol on October 7th, the need for psychological support is critical more than ever. Thank you, Pastor Jensen, and all your partners. We know that you have our back yesterday, today, and in the days to come. Thank you.
Let's stand united with Israel, build resilience, and bring comfort to those who need it most. Call or go online today to see how you can get involved. This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.